You're listening to 1001 Album Club, where each episode we discuss a different album from Robert Emery's book, 1001 Albums Was Here Before You Die.
Batterie coule sur la FM, il se mêle à mon sang et fait de moi un phénomène étrange. La cadence à fleur de peau, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, tempo. Le vent se lève pour dire que mon karma suit la cadence qui me mène au nirvana.
Ensorcelé le parti. Alright, for this episode, we talk about MC Solaire. KSM, le vent, recole le tempo. In the room, I have Rob.
Comment allez-vous?
And on the line, I have Ben.
Oui, oui.
And Kyle.
Listeners, you are what the French call les incompétents.
Oh my God.
KSM, le vent, recole le tempo is the debut studio album from French rapper MC Solaire, released on the 15th of October 1991 on the Musicrama label. The producer was Jimmy J, and the genre is French hip hop and jazz rap. I'm going to read from the book, George Dublin. As far as American hip-hop is concerned, MC Solaire is the most important thing to come out of France since the French Kiss. KSM, le vent, recole le tempo, who sows the wind will reap the beat, was the breakthrough of an artist determined to prove that quality hip-hop is not exclusively U.S. territory. Solaire's strongest assets are jazzy beats and a perfectly handed sense of rhyme, supported by both state-of-the-art production skills and skillful arrangements of Jimmy J. On his debut, the sounds and rhythms of Solaire's rapping are musical enough to be satisfying in their own right, even without translation. It brims with beguiling accounts of lost love and social issues, enriched by great grooves to balance to a superlative oral collage from J. The title track is a roller coaster of rhymes, a tour de honneur of the funk rap treats to come. This album was the genesis of European and even Latin hip-hop, spawned 4 French top 10 singles, and set a high standard to follow. All right, what do we think of MC Solaire? KSM, le vent, recole le tempo.
First listen, and I love it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My ears enjoyed it.
What a delight.
Yeah this is a lot of fun.
Good. Real good.
Until that is Raga Jam. I couldn't deal with Raga Jam.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Could not.
You didn't like Raga Jam?
I couldn't really...
Are you
Stand
serious?
It.
I put like 20 stars next to it. I thought it was a standout.
Is it because of how fast you can say boom, bada, bum, bada, bum, bada, bip?
That's part of it.
Yeah.
All right.
The most important thing to come out of France, the French?
As far as American hip hop is concerned.
As far as, okay, so. So
they're like.
They're saying,
what about like the,
they're saying a French kiss is more important than a croque monsieur.
Or the Statue of Liberty.
I mean.
The Statue of Liberty, sure.
French fries.
This is sophistopop rap.
Oh no!
Oh,
I wouldn't go there, but
you wouldn't go there. That jazz. That.
I don't think he's wearing shoulder pads.
I don't think it's pop.
I think it can be sophisticated.
Is it pop? Is this pop music?
I mean,
do you think it's not?
If was it?
What makes
how many
pop?
Singles?
I mean, we gotta hold it up to everything that came out in.
It is popular, in France. So by.
In the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, no, I would say this is pop.
Okay.
I mean, it's jazz, hip, pop.
Yeah, I would say it's sophisticated, so you can make an argument. I'll allow it. Hey, guys, I love French rap.
Of course you do.
There's something.
Oh my God, Birch is rolling up his sleeve and he has French rap tattooed on his bike set.
Hell yeah, program right here. Program. That's my band who is my gateway man. Although they're more like monotone spoken word than rap, but same idea. But man, I love the sort of the jazz influence of hip hop, and then the language of French when the rhymes and the rhyming schemes, and yeah, I just love it. I love everything.
It's like butter. It's so smooth.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something very harsh about, I don't know if you guys have ever tried to explore other language rap, but like German is really weird, but it's very good. Actually, it's like very interesting because of, and then a lot of like European, they have like hard K's and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. But yeah, things like Italian and French rap and even Latin American rap is awesome. But
what's your favorite non-English language of hip hop, Birch?
I mean, I think French. I'm a Francophile too, though. So that's just, I can't
do it. Fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Klingon rap though?
Someone played it for me.
Let's shut this down right now.
MC Solaar, though, is one, the cover, amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like an old jazz cover, perfect for this style. Black and white photo of like this off-kilter looking back on him. And then...
What's in his mouth? Is that a match?
It's
stick?
A match. Yeah.
Okay.
He's about to start a fire. And then like his delivery, amazing. The subject matter of the songs, which I have to translate, I will not understand everything, and I'm sure I'm missing out on a ton of stuff like idioms and different things mm-hmm. like that. But then the backing track, there's just something like, I love the laid back style that French rap provided, and this was like the template for things to follow. So this mm-hmm. was like their starting point.
Yeah,
you know, they originally saw a tour, I think it was in 1982. Yeah, around 1982, there were like graffiti artists, breakdancers that traveled through France. And
was this Malcolm McLaren's crew? Was this the Duck Rock Kids?
God damn it.
Because that's what they were doing around 82, right?
Those that was jokers.
Sick. You know what? It doesn't name any names, but that's very possible. And then he said he was really inspired by like Planet Rock.
Yeah.
African Benbata and stuff. And so, you know, but just infusing jazz, laid-back approach. I mean, everything about this album is just stellar for me.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
And you don't have an answer for it. That's mm-hmm. okay. You might. There's a bunch of samples on this. And I know that in Europe, they don't have the copyright laws we do. Can they just do whatever the fuck they want and not have to shell out to the original artist over there? Or wait, can you explain to me French law? French copyright law, please.
No, I'm not about to. Birch, to try and figure that out.
Birch, can you look this up for me now?
No.
I just had a thought.
I do know that it's different, but I cannot tell you the extent of how the copyright law works.
I mean, should I just be... releasing my bad music.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Unlicensed
you're
music to, over in Europe.
You're trying to get it picked up over in Europe. Oh, maybe. Maybe that would work out better.
Are you looking for a loophole?
I know.
Hey, the French. Are you looking for an overweight 42-year-old white guy? With
he's looking for a drum loophole, Kyle.
Nice. So when you guys took a sip of this album, swished it around in your mouth a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Spit it out. Did you get some notes of New Jack Swing? Just notes.
Yeah, because New Jack Swing is reliant on like a swing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, swing music. There you go. This swings for sure. The beats in
the
this
New swing. Jack Swing.
My favorite part is you trying to explain New Jack Swing to our good friend James, while he was blasted on whiskey and just repeating, "It's New Jack Swing, it's New Jack Swing," not even going into detail, just playing him Boyz II Men and repeating New Jack Swing.
I mean, that's programming. How are you? That's New Jack Swing. They say it in the song.
They do say it in the song. That's how you know. Toutes les tentatives ont été des échecs complets, mais elle persévère et pour plaire à son homme, Dominique a décidé de suivre la norme. Elle emmagasine des magazines dans lesquels elle pense trouver le recours ultime. Mazo à l'assaut de ses formes rondelettes, elle était occupée à couper du PQ car on lui piquait les fesses une pique. Birch, Track 4, Victime de la Mode. Is that Fashion Victim?
Fashion Victim.
Cool, cool. Do I get a gold star?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, this it takes on a lot. There's a lot of things that this album takes on. The drums are pretty up front. There's like sophisticated rhyming and musical riffs like laid over things. In Amard Es Mort, it has like one of his signifying like rhythm devices. The drum machine at the bass surges ahead in a laid back tempo, playing like 4-4. The drum machine plays 3 beats followed by 1 beat pause and then 4 straight, then repeats the pattern. So 3 beats, pause, 4 straight, then 3 beats, pause, 4 straight. So he uses that all over this this record, which it makes it a little bit different from the straight 4-4.
Does that mean Armand is dead?
Yes.
Follow-up question, what happened to Armand?
He died. did you guys feel like the not understanding the lyrics held it back, though?
No.
Not at all. I don't hear lyrics very often.
Okay. Yeah, I generally ignore lyrics. So
okay. But Kyle...
Yeah, I know you guys do. I know you guys do. No, it held it back a little bit for me, but I was able to kind of focus on more of the flow and the mix and the production and the samples and mm-hmm. and the... So, you know, maybe it's like Daredevil, you know? Like, he can't see, but his other senses are enhanced. That's kind of how I felt listening to it. I was paying attention to other stuff.
So in this scenario, you are Daredevil. Yes. Listening to MC Solar.
I'm Daredevil.
But instead of being
always,
blind, but... instead of being blind, you just don't know French.
I feel like that was the perfect analogy. Yes.
I think so too.
Yeah. No, it flies.
I think what translates, even though you might not understand the lyrics, is his cadence and his ability to like quickly, like he goes into triplets when he's rapping.
Yes, he does.
And it's quite impressive to hear the flow, even if you don't understand the language, I think.
I didn't even know there was that many French words that rhymed.
They don't all rhyme, but they are very good.
Yes, they are good.
Oh, what track is this? What are we listening to? What's in our
history de l'art?
Art history.
Yes, it's literally about art history. Yes,
I really liked the synth on this song. I thought it was sick. I don't know.
Yeah, it's why can't this be love? For Van Halen.
It's like a Moog on steroids. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, Sir Duke. Got that Sir Duke Moog.
It's beautiful.
So this is literally art history that he's just giving an art history lesson in French. Do you understand what he's saying, Birch?
No, I did not look up all the lyrics to this one.
Is he mostly covering French art? You could. There's so much of it.
There is. I'll tell you a little bit. His poetry is evocative, alternative, lyrically, and reflective. Fiercely combative. He is not afraid to take on serious subjects, political or not, on this album, including fashion victims, art, a man's death, and one on how music softens manners. This is a prime popular music. You don't have to understand French to appreciate it. There's a percussive and poetrized French that makes it one of rap's best languages if you do. You will appreciate Solaire's sly comments on the world we live in.
The one that you said where it's about music influencing manners, is that la musique adoucit les mœurs?
Yeah, les mœurs. Mm-hmm.
I like that one. I thought it sounded kind of princey and kind of P-funky.
Second gold star for you, Ben.
Yep.
Thank you.
I answered my own question about copyright, which I think that we're all very excited about.
Yeah,
July 2019, Kraftwerk released, in 77, Kraftwerk released Metal Off Metal, which was claimed that later in a song, Nur Mir by Moses Pelham and Martin Haas, copied 2 seconds from that song by using samples and thus committing copyright infringement. So as of for the European Union as a whole, you have to seek the permission from people to use it, but it does say that you don't need permission for samples that are, quote, unrecognizable, unquote, to the ear.
Okay.
So you can sample whatever you want and fuck with it. And then
yeah.
Twist them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. But that's way easier than what it's we have to fucking deal with over here.
Yeah, for sure. He coined the stage name MC Solar during his adolescence from graffiti tags, Soar or Solaire. So meaning to soar. It's cool. It's not just the sun.
Huh.
Yeah. In the album title is a pun on the French verse of a biblical proverb, Que sème le vent recolle le tempe, which means he who sows the wind reaps the whirlwind.
Ah, yes.
So his is he who sows wind reaps the beat. So.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great record.
And obviously the title song, I don't know if you guys read that, it samples Lou Donson's One Cylinder.
No, I did not read that.
Yeah, but that's...
Are you familiar with that track? I don't know.
He uses it. Yeah, I think you would recognize it.
So the French old timers are out there planting the wind? I don't think I understand the...
Oh, sure.
It's a fart joke.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it.
Third gold star.
So, you know how you say, you know, the energy that you push at, like, you'll reap what you sow, essentially, is kind of
that.
Yeah. So you're saying he who sows the wind reaps the whirlwind. So if you put if you put negativity out there, negativity, you'll get more negativity back.
Do you want the whirlwind? Is the whirlwind a good thing?
No, you don't.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Is it kind of like, well, the blurst of times?
No, go ahead, Ben.
Kind of like that's what you get for trying to plant the wind. You're fucking where you shouldn't be fucking with. Yeah. And you planted the wind. And now you've got a tornado.
Yes, exactly.
Because you're such a good wind farmer. It grew so big that it took your house and your truck with it. Maître de la rime urbaine, Claude M. s'interpelle. Danse avec ma danse, avec lui danse aussi avec elle. Danse dans une transe intense et poursuit la cadence. Montre à toutes les personnes ta valeur, ta puissance. Le rap a une valeur, sans qu'on les dollars. Car j'en ai besoin le matin, le midi et puis le soir. Le rap est liquide, fluide et si tu veux en boire, garçon. So who's the producer of this fantastic record?
His DJ friend, Jimmy J, Christophe Vigour, as arranger and producer on this, his first and still one of his best albums. So, yeah. He's surrounded by rich, lush ensembles that at different times on the record include percussion, live and drum machine, electric bass. Yes, but it was Jimmy J.
Cool.
Yeah, this album is really good.
Yeah.
I told Bert, were you familiar before this week?
Yeah. I went down a rabbit hole years ago.
Of course he was.
With French hip hop.
Of course he did.
What studio turned you on to this?
Well, I took French and then I wanted to know more French music. And then one of my French teachers, you know, when you're in college, you have like,
no, I don't. So, I was in college for a semester. Sorry. IEPY, well, I never went.
if you go to college, you probably have someone from overseas, from France or another French speaking country who comes to America to teach, you know, French as a like.
Dude, Alex Mann taught me Italian.
Yeah, teacher's assistant. So I had cool teachers, and I was just like, I think one time I saw them at a show, like a local punk show, and I was like, oh hey, what's up? And then we started talking about music, and they're like, oh, here's this music, and they just like introduced me to a bunch of French bands, and that was that. And MC Solar was like one of those bands or one of those groups that I was like, oh, this is great, this is amazing. But yeah, one of my favorite bands, Program, which it's very hard to find, it's Program with an M-E at the end, is like just one of my favorite bands. I just love them. They're so good. They're very much, that's how I got to the Young Gods.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, it was like all those things stacked in a row where he knew, like, he was very into music, and he just like, here you go, this, and this. And I was like, fucking awesome. Cool. Everything's great. Yeah. This did sell 400,000 copies, which is crazy. That was sold in France. A first record. And from there, it was like he essentially kind of defined a lot of French hip hop. It was like the jumping off starting point for it. And I think,
yeah, I can see that. It's a high watermark.
Yeah. I think that is what's so surprising to me is it started off so strong that I think it's intimidating.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah.
I have some other quotes by MC Solar from LA Times 1994 interview. He said, "I didn't want to speak like the other people in the suburbs, but use good French, even if I'm a black man. I needed to do something so they don't look at the color, but the artistic way of what I am doing. This way I can say there are things that are not good in the country. If it is well done, you don't know what you look at first, the color or the way it is written. Is the artist or the color? That's how I do it." Makes sense. He's like, "I'm going to do this very well." He also has a really good quote about the difference between French and American rap. One of them, he was talking about, well, he did listen to like NWA gangster rap, but he's like, "My friends would never go for it. If I said I had an Uzi, they would just laugh and say, stop messing around. You're just playing. You're fibbing."
MC Solo, that's a bad get.
And then he has another one on his view of on women in rap. He says, "Very often in the United States, it's bitch and whore or something like this." Solar scowls. "In France, you can't be like this. We respect the women. And I think it's impossible to be creative just by disrespecting women."
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So
I'm going to light up a clove cigarette for this man.
Is he still making music?
Yeah, he is, actually. I'm trying to think.
Birch, did you just put the Sliver soundtrack in our
No,
in our
I didn't. Right now? I know it sounds like it. This is Caroline. It does sound like the Sliver soundtrack. His last album was in 2017. I would say a lot more of his later albums kind of sound, have this vibe of Caroline. So it's a little more jazzy. It's a little more, you know, like, yeah, Sliver soundtrack.
I love it already. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you guys like this too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is just smooth as silk. This is fantastic record.
I love putting it on in the, you just like groove to it.
Yeah, it's got an incredible groove.
that's you like exactly my groove you dance?
You are absolutely wowie zowie.
We're gonna get
Rob. This is just the beginning of grooving tonight.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
We are gonna get Massive Attack.
Yeah,
Blue
man.
Lines is coming up, and that is also when I listen to Blue Lines and I listen to this, I'm like, yeah. They're like one of the same.
Do you have any Tricky in
there?
Ooh, good call. Yeah, I think there's one Tricky album, I believe, too.
Yeah, this, I mean, everything's kind of leading to trip hop.
Yeah.
Right now, so I'm here for it.
I like that you always like
associate
with trip hop.
everything is trip hop.
Trip hop must have been very influential in your musical journey.
Yeah. Kind of.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Karma Records.
Yeah.
Rob, I was there on that journey with you.
Did anybody pick up on Armand Est Mort, the inner city blues from Marvin Gaye's What's Going On?
I did not.
Oh, I did not either.
Yeah. Oh. And his he pops up in the background. Like you hear Marvin Gaye for like a split second and then they like cut it off perfectly.
Huh.
It's really good. What'd you guys think?
Loved it. It was
positive.
Cool.
Positive, yeah.
Incredible. Okay.
It was terrific.
Awesome.
It sounds like Simon Le Bon's about to start singing over this. This sounds like a 93, like, Duran Duran song.
Hell yeah.
Off the wedding album.
I love it. Next time we'll be talking about Jaw Wobble's Invaders of the Heart Rising Above Bedlam. Autodidacte du rap, tel est la vérité. Maître du swing linguistique, acrobate, funambule, noctambule. Cependant j'évite de suivre les donneurs d'idées préconçues. Crois en toi, c'est une cause entendue. La première personne doit être ta personne. Donc ne crains personne pour que ça fonctionne. Des tonnes de rimes détonnent, du midi perfectionne son style. Les mains sur le vinyle, maître de son art, aujourd'hui il excelle. Il n'est donc pas un DJ à temps partiel. À temps partiel.